أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويوم يحشرهم جميعا ثم يقول للملائكة أهؤلاء إياكم كانوا يعبدون؟ قالوا سبحانك أنت ولينا من دونهم بل كانوا يعبدون الجن أكثرهم بهم مؤمنون. فاليوم لا يملك بعضكم لبعض نفعا ولا ضرا ونقول للذين ظلموا ذوقوا عذاب النار التي كنتم بها تكذبون. صدق الله العظيم. The ayat we discussed yesterday, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about rizq and sustenance, that Allah spreads it out for whomsoever Allah desires from His servants, and Allah ta'ala constrains from who He desires from His servants. That is the priority of Allah. But at the same time, when we spend, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala replaces. That is in this ayat. Otherwise Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, by way of adab, Allah multiplies it 10 times, up to 700 and even more. In these ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala depicts a picture of the day of Qiyamah. The Arabs of Makkah Mukarramah, especially around Makkah Mukarramah and Al-Hijaz, the Arabian Peninsula, they used to worship idols. And it is stated that Amr bin Lu'ay, when he came from Sham, when he came from the Levant, then he also brought with him idol worship, and idol worship more especially of idols that were symbolic of angels. They used to say that the angels were the daughters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hence they used to make idols of these angels, and then they used to worship these angels. And then from there, different forms and different types of paganism and idol worship had begun. But this was amongst one form of idol worship that they had, worshipping these idols that were symbolic of the angels of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and they called it the daughters of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses this aspect of their worship, and Allah says, وَيَوْمَ يَحْشُرُهُمْ جَمِيعًا, that on the day of Qiyamah, we will gather all of them together. ثُمَّ يَقُولُ لِلْمَلَائِكَ, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will say to the angels, to the malaika, أَهَٰؤُلَاءِ إِيَّاكُمْ كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ, did these people worship you? Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows everything. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the knower of everything, and Allah knows what kind of worship had gone on. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked this question because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show us a very important aspect. Similar to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, will ask Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, أَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَٰهَيْنِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ, that did you make, or did you tell the people that they should make you and your mother two gods, two objects of worship? Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows all this, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to prove the point that even those who are being worshipped from the pious servants of Allah, the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, the angels, they also are not happy with the kind of worship that people worship them, and they will respond, قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكَ أَنْتَ وَلِيُّنَا مِنْ دُونِهِمْ, they will say, glory be to you, O Allah, you are free from all types of partnerships. أَنْتَ وَلِيُّنَا, you are our wali, مِنْ دُونِهِمْ, leaving them aside. In other words, you are only our wali, you are our guardian, you are our guide, and hence there is absolutely no one besides you. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals in the Quran, and any person will understand that worshipping a god that does not want to be worshipped, worshipping a god that calls Allah the wali, then obviously that object can never be God. بَلْ كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ الْجِنِ, now the reality of it is that they may have made objects out of us, they may have venerated us, but the reality is this, that they worship the jinn, and here the jinn refers to Iblis, the jinn refers to Shaitan, that it was because they followed the dictates of Shaitan, they left you, O Allah, and they began to worship us. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows another aspect, that it is not actually the object of worship to which disbelievers, polytheists worship, but the reality is they are worshipping Shaitan because they are following the dictates of Shaitan. أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِهِمْ مُؤْمِنُونَ, and most of them have brought Iman, or brought their faith in these people, in the angels and all the other deities besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَالْيَوْمَ لَا يَمْلِكُ بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ نَفْعٌ وَلَا ضَرَّ. Allah says, on that day, some of them will not have power to benefit or harm others, and that is on the day of Qiyamah, where one person will never be able to harm or benefit another person, no person will be able to help another person, and here Allah is making more reference to the fact that the gods that they had worshipped will be of no avail to them on the day of Qiyamah. وَنَقُولُ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا, and we will say to those who had done wrong, ذُوقُوا عَذَابَ النَّارِ, then taste the punishment of the fire of Jahannam, الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ بِهَا تُكَذِّبُونَ, that fire which you had been refuting, that fire which you had been denying. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a glimpse of the accountability that will take place for those who had disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by questioning the deities and the objects of worship. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.